This is the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Discover how to enhance your reputation as an attorney and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.
Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast. Today, I've got a very special, powerful podcast for you. You're going to like it. There's an accompanying set of pictures and a short video as well. This is about handling price objections, which are the bane of every attorney's existence, especially now, while the coronavirus is out destroying everyone's lives and the economy. People are price sensitive. So this works in good economies. It works in bad economies. It works in recessions. It works all the time because it uses human psychology and what I'm going to call the Goldilocks principle. Remember the story of Goldilocks and the three bears and the porridge? One was too cold, one was too hot, and one was just right. Well, I'm going to show you now, visually and by listening, how to do the same thing for your potential clients so that instead of them saying, ugh, you're too expensive, there's a reason why you charge what you charge. And we're going to show what the cheap lowballers charge and why that sucks. And we're going to also show what the most expensive high-end attorneys charge and why that's probably too much. So it's going to be too cold, too hot, and just right, instead of putting too cheap, too expensive, and just right. So here's what you're going to do. I want you to look at the attached stuff. You're going to see a whiteboard with stuff written on it. So just like you're going to buy a product online, let's say you're going to buy, antivirus software. They'll usually have three levels. They'll have basic, they'll have advanced, and they'll have like most popular. They'll label it as most popular. The reason why they're doing this is if you give someone three choices, low, medium, high, simple, moderate, and deluxe, people tend to choose the moderate one because no one wants to think of themselves as going for the cheap end, crappy stuff. And some people actually want the best. They see themselves as having very high value, nothing wrong with that, and only the best for me, they say, you know? Just like buying a car, just like buying many things. So there's a reason why you see this a lot. If you look around, it's used in sales all the time. So take a look at the whiteboard. You're going to see a series of statements on the whiteboard. These are the things that you as an attorney, regardless of your practice area, just about, that you can do for a client. These are all the possible things. And then if you look, you're going to see lines next to it, three sets of lines, and they're labeled at the top, too cold, too hot, and just right. And you can even tell people the Goldilocks story if you want. You could change these to, you know, cheap, expensive, and just right, whatever you want to do. So here's how we're going to fill it in. When you're talking to someone and they say, you know, how much do you charge? Say to them, all right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to lay out all the things that an attorney could and might do for you in your type of case. And I'm going to go through them all and I'm going to show you what the real cheap ones will do and what the real expensive ones that you see advertising like crazy will do. And I'm going to show you what I'm going to do or what I can do for you. So we're going to go through this now. You ready? Okay. So first thing you'll notice here on the board is you're going to hire an attorney. What kind of attorney are you hiring? Are you hiring one with 2 years experience? Are you hiring one with 30 years experience? Are they board certified? Were they a former prosecutor? Were they dealing with plaintiffs before and now they're dealing with defendants? Do they have specialized training? You know, let's say if it's DUI, have they done field sobriety training? Or have they learned how labs handle evidence if it's a criminal law, you know, person? Or let's say, they have a federal certification to do federal cases. And unfortunately, your case is federal, let's say. Let's say they have a special training to deal with special needs families. Let's say you're dealing with family law. Or you're dealing with domestic violence within family law. And they have someone on staff or they deal with the criminal side of things. Let's say they have an immigration specialization. So not only can I help you so-and-so with your auto accident, but because your status is not, you know, full citizen or naturalized citizen or resident alien or whatever it is, I also know about the immigration side. So you can hire an attorney that's fresh out of school that probably is not going to charge very much and may not have these certifications. You could hire someone that's, you know, the world's expert on this and they're going to probably have everything. Or you can hire me and I have this and that and this certification, this experience, whatever. I've done 126 trials. I've been doing this for 24 years. I've handled approximately 1,200 cases. blah, 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 blah. So these are the three levels you could hire. So if you're going to go cheap, you're likely to get someone with low experience and all that stuff. And you show them the boxes, okay? We're going to talk about cheap first. So you're going to put a check mark in the cheap column for this one. Now you go to the next one. So here's what attorneys do, just in case you didn't know. First, we have to research the possible defenses and claims in your case. So again, it doesn't matter the area of law. Let's say it's a will contest, you know? We have to research what's possible. You know, who are the beneficiaries? What's your status? What have you done for the, you know, the decedent? Did they have a will, etc.? Let's say it's, family law. Again, are you married? Are there kids from a former marriage? Have you been married for 20 years or for 2 minutes? You know, is your husband or your wife self-employed? What do you do? Did you work? Do you have kids? Do you have kids from former marriages, etc.? You know, let's say it's DUI or criminal. Did the police arrest you or did you turn yourself in? It's a DUI. Did they do field sobriety tests? Did they breathalyze you? Did they do a blood test? Did they read you your rights? Did they, you know, on and on and on. Did you make a statement to the, you know, to the police? So I get to research all the stuff that went on and figure out what defenses, you know, I don't want to just rely on my memory. I want to have all the stuff in front of me, but that takes time to do that. Then I have to file papers. Oh, I don't have the crash report for your auto accident. Oh, I don't have the police report. Oh, I don't have this. Oh, I need the financial records of your husband or your wife. I need the police camera body footage. Well, I got to obtain that evidence and I got to file papers to do it. That takes time and effort. So if you're not paying much, I may not have the time to do that. Then I have to do, you know, this whole process is called discovery. So I need to get all the evidence I can for and against you, put all this in a pile, and that'll tell me even more additional defenses and claims and what to do. Then I've got to review all this evidence and now, like I said, rework the defense. In light of all I have, maybe there's new stuff that came, you know, again, it takes time and effort. I got to boil all this in and say, all right, now what do we do? And that is going to evolve as your case goes on. That's how I can represent you best. So again, cheap person can't do that. Put an X in that column. They're not going to have time. Then I may have to appear in court 2, 3, 5, 10, 20 times for you over the course of 6 months or a year or 2 years, depends on the case. So a cheap person, put an X in that column. They can't do that. They just don't have the gas money. They don't have the time. They can't do any of that stuff. So they won't go to court for you multiple times just because they have no money to do it. They got to go get other cases because they don't charge very much. You know, a high-end person, sure, they'll do that. But guess what? With a high-end person, they tend to focus on the juiciest cases. So if your case is not like the murder case of the century, they'll probably send their associate to do it. So even on the high end, you're losing out there. I go to court for all my cases. I'm there. You're not going to get some associate. You're not going to get whatever. I will be there, and I'll show up as many times as you need within human reason. You know, in your case, it may be 5, 10 times, whatever it is, but I can do that. Then we got to hire expert witnesses in some cases. We may need a forensic accountant for your divorce. We may need someone to research title and ownership of a property that's been in the family for 84 years, if it's estate planning. We may need to hire a drug recognition expert, if it's a DUI. We may need to hire someone that's an expert in blood testing, you know, if it's that kind of case, or sexual assault, or whatever it is. You may need expert witnesses to win the day, an accident reconstruction type person. Well, guess what? These people got to be paid. So if you're paying me very little, I got to pass that cost along to you. I can't absorb it because I would lose money taking your case. So again, X goes in the cheap column. In the high-end column, you'll put a check. And in your column, you'll put a check, which is fine. Then I've got to write and submit motions. The prosecutor or the other attorney, whatever, may make these motions to dismiss the case, to add charges, to have you held without bail, to, you know, all these things. So I've got to write motions to defend you as this is going on. They may be trying to take your driver's license. They may be trying to take custody of your kids. They may be trying to kick you out of the house. All these things. I've got to write motions and submit them, which takes time because they're long paper documents. And then I got to submit them. Again, cheap person, no time to do that. They're just going to say, oh, you better plead and give up because you only pay me $500 or $1,000. I can't do that for you. Put an X in that column, right? The high-end people, sure, they can motion the court to death. So yes, but you get what you pay for there. Me in the middle, yeah, I can do a bunch of motions, you know, because of what you'll pay me, which we'll get into shortly. Now, I got to correspond back and forth with the court an opposing counsel, if there is such a person, and or the prosecutor, because they may say, hey, we need to see this, we need a letter about this, or we need this, or we need you to turn over this evidence, or I need something from you, or I need something from the court, or, you know, there's a lot of this back and forth paperwork. Again, it takes time and effort. You don't want to deal with it. That's why you're hiring me, or you're hiring a lawyer. A cheap person, they just don't have the time to do it. They probably could barely even afford a staff person. So X goes in that column. Then, God forbid, we might have to go to trial. That's a whole nother level of expense, because you got to prepare for the trial. You can't just walk in there and wing it, because your case, you know, you're more than likely to get a bad result. So that requires hours of preparation, going over all the defenses, looking at all the evidence so far, what witnesses are we going to call, etc. Most cases don't go to trial, so this probably won't apply to you, or it may apply to you, but there's no way a cheap person will be able to go to anywhere near trial for you. They're going to have to ask for more money. It's just physically impossible for them to do that. And what if your case needs trial? What if you don't want to settle and accept a one-year jail sentence? What if you don't want to settle and accept $5,000 from the estate when otherwise you might get $500,000? You know, what if you don't want to settle and have no custody of the kids, see them once every other month on a Saturday for an hour, supervised, versus have them every weekend, you know? So if you want a good result in your case, you might have to go to trial. I'm sorry, you know? Sometimes it doesn't settle. Then, if there's a trial, I got to show up. I got to sit there all day in the court. Or even if I do it nowadays over Zoom, I still got to sit there. And I got to go back and forth and call witnesses and all that. There's a daily rate for that because everyone's time is involved. So that adds to the price too. Again, low price, there's no way they can do all that stuff. Then, again, God forbid, what if we don't get the result you want? Can we appeal it? Should we appeal it? That's a whole nother level of stuff. It depends on what the stakes are in your case. So I tell you all this to show you what's involved in a court case, in a legal case, all the possible elements. And that's why I put the X's and the checks in these columns to show you what can be done to represent you to the fullest and what looks like too cold versus too hot versus just right. If you want to talk about pricing, very cheap, very expensive versus what I charge. I tend to come in the middle. That's why I'm showing you these. I'm going to put numbers on the board here in a second, but just letting you know, I come in the middle. I can do a whole lot for you for not the highest prices. I'm not that guy, which is great. I'm not that gal. So you don't have to worry about that. I'm not paying, you know, $100,000 a month on advertising on every park bench and billboard. So I'm not, my fees are not even close to being next to the highest priced person. So you can relax on there. But I'm not the cheapest person either. And this is why. And you pointed that board. So tell me, based on what we've discussed so far with your case, where do you think your case falls? Where is your desire fall? How much do you need a good result from this case? And tell me, too cold, too hot, or just right, where do you fall? And then we can discuss price, and now you know why. So if you go through this process with a prospect, they're going to be like, whoa, and they're much more likely to treat you better because it all makes perfect sense. You laid it out for them. Reason why for pretty much everything that can happen in a case. If you present price like this, you're going to hear a very different response from somebody. At worst, they may not go with you, but they may go back to the cheap person and be like, and they're gonna come back to you if they even leave. But much more likely than not, they're gonna go with you, and they're gonna feel better about their decision, and they're gonna think, I avoided a landmine because if I went with that cheap person, I didn't even realize they couldn't do all this stuff. That's crazy. So I hope this helps you. I do not encourage you to just say this on the phone to people. I encourage you to use video with a whiteboard, just as I've shown you here, because the power of this is very diminished if you do this just over a phone, and it puts the control of the conversation in the prospect's hands, not yours, and you don't want that. You want the control. You want them to know why you charge what you charge, why it's warranted, and all the facts involved, and that's what this does. So I highly encourage you to use this. I want to hear your results. I know they're going to be good. And you're going to get a lot more clients from this. And I want to hear, again, your experiences. I'm starting to get some of this feedback now. But this is a super powerful tool that's going to win you so many more cases than you otherwise would get. So if you need any other help, questions, etc., contact speakeasymarketinginc.com. Call 888-225-8594. Email us. Get in contact. We're here to help. I'm here to get you as many clients as I can get you, the best clients, make money, and grow your practice. That's why I'm here. That's my commitment to you for these past 11 years. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Call 888-225-8594 or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com to enhance your reputation and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.